Hi. So, in New Zealand, on the phone, was a believe, right, because Alan has timed this, a two-second delay, should be Mr. Daniel Bedingfield. Morning, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, it's me. I'm sorry.
Was that the noise your head made?
It hasn't hurt me much, has it?
Not really.
That was the sound of my neck breaking again.
Seriously, man. What happened to you on was it New Year's Eve?
It was the day for New Year's Eve, mate. Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right, mate.
It's a great delay, isn't it?
It's a ridiculous delay. There's photos of you in the newspapers today going to church wearing your, whatever it's called, head brace.
Going to church. Someone's crept in the church, right, took pictures of me in church, and got them to England, and it's going photos of me.
It's shocking. It's you walking to church, apparently.
They're nice people in church, aren't they?
Well, I don't think it's in the church. I think it's outside the church.
Nice at the minute.
You look, I tell you what, in all seriousness, mate, right, and you know, we've had a laugh before, and I don't mind having a laugh at you again, right, because it's all good, but
yeah.
That head brace looks really seriously nasty.
It's hilarious, isn't it? It's actually in my head, Chris. It's screwed into my brain.
No, it's not.
It's screwed into my skull, mate.
Did
you see what I was wearing? Was I wearing any shoes?
Let me have a look. I'll grab the knees.
You've got, in the picture that I can see, you've got a vest on and you've got jeans and what look like trainers.
Oh, right, okay.
Next to a man in shorts and sandals.
Does it look really stupid?
You just, what, the neck brace, I'll be honest, yes.
Herman Munster, innit?
Well, it's not, you know, Daniel, seriously, it's not the greatest fashion accessory that you could choose, but then again, if it's going to save your skull, then I suppose you should wear it.
What paper is it in?
It's in all of them today, and it's describing your headpiece as a halo.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's in all of them. Is it, like, in page what?
Page 7 of The Sun. It says, crash star in head brace, Daniel's heavy metal band, ! With a little pun there, because of the fact that you almost died and are now wearing a head brace.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. It's a new type of punk, is it?
I'm telling you. So listen, so you've got to, says that you've got to wear it for 3 months. How that you're never going to pull any women when you're wearing that.
I have kissed 8 women so far.
Eight. Do they, you know, if you go to a club and you see another girl in a head brace, do you go, she's the one for me?
And that's exactly right. I've had 8 so far, and I'm counting. I'm having an I'm Not Dead party on Wednesday. Are you coming?
Can we come? Yeah.
Is it in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Right. Well.
Yeah, it's in New Zealand. If you want to come?
I'd love to come, mate.
You can stay in my house, Chris.
Great. Well, do we all have to wear head braces?
Yeah, actually, there's a $200 prize for the person who comes in the best head brace.
Do you know what, actually? A friend of mine, right, is having a fancy dress party. That's brilliant. I might go as you with a head brace.
That is absolutely brilliant. You should
get a white vest, right? Get some Meccano or something.
Is it my face? Is it the back of me or the front of me in the paper?
It's kind of front side on.
Great.
I mean, it shows.
Really handsome, don't I?
It shows it. It looks quite a brutal thing. So, how long do you have to wear it for? And how do you sleep? And how do you shower?
Well, I shower by changing the fluffy bits of fake sheepskin on the inside after showering.
Right.
I sleep very little and very, very, very difficultly. That's a word, isn't it? What's the first word? What was the first question?
I don't know. How long are you going to wear it for?
How long am I going to wear it for? 6 weeks if I'm a good boy, which probably means 3 months.
So, I mean, and do you have to wear it at night? Do you have to wear it when you sleep? You can't take it off at all?
You can't take it off. You cannot take it off. It's screwed into my skull.
Man, when I was a kid, I thought wearing a brace was bad, but this is worse.
Yeah, for the medical listeners, right, I broke C2, C3, C7, T1, T2 and T3. They're different vertebrae in your neck.
And I'm no doctor, but that doesn't sound very healthy.
No, if you break T2, you generally die.
Nice.
It's great. I'm having a great holiday. It's the only way on earth I would ever get 3 months in New Zealand. Can you imagine that I had to go to this length to get off?
The things you do for a day off.
Yeah.
Do you know many people in New Zealand, Daniel, to come to your I'm Not Dead party?
I have an entire community. I have 150 people coming to that party. I had 100 people visit me in hospital.
And I
knew each one of them.
We wanted to come and see you, but you were too far away.
You was cheapskate. You're a cheapskate, Chris.
I know. Yeah. Well, what can I tell you? You're right. So listen, you've been nominated, as I'm sure you know, for 3 Brit Awards, and you won't be able to go.
Okay. I'll tell you who's going to win them. Right, Dido's going to win Best Album because she sold the most albums.
Right.
Let me see. Will Young's going to win Best Male because he's the best male. And Justin Timberlake's going to win Best Pop.
So you're not,
because he was last year's pop sensation.
So you're not bothered that you're not going to go anyway?
I'm not going to win.
If you were to win, though, could we...
Have you ever seen Will Young not win something at the Brits?
Could we collect your award, though, for you?
Will Young could collect my... Well, I'm not going to win.
But if you do win, can we pick it up for you? And we'll all wear head braces.
How about... I get an award for being the best-looking male in a head brace ever.
Well, you know, these
new category, best headdress.
Well, they should have created, instead of best rock band, it should have been best darkness, shouldn't it, really?
Mm.
So, listen, good luck with your recovery. Is it true you can't leave New Zealand until you're fully recovered?
No, I can't. No, but I've written a good new song called I'm Not Dead.
Yeah.
To go along with my I'm Not Dead party, which you're coming to on Wednesday.
And I'm going to record a version of I Am Never Gonna Leave Your Bedside.
It's great.
There you go.
From Daniel Bedridenfield.
Yeah,
Daniel Bedridenfield. So he left
it yours. I've been out for a week.
Wow.
I'm walking around and you see me going to church.
I know, but in a neck brace, you look like some kind of freak.
See, but see, church isn't boring when you go in a neck brace.
By the way,
looking at you and they want to have conversations.
By the way, listen, just so you know, last weekend I bought 2 copies of your album, one for my mum, who says get well soon and you owe her lunch, and one for me.
Yeah. Good. Why did you buy another copy of my album?
Because I bought one for me and I bought one for my mum.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have it.
But I thought you had one.
No. I must have...
I'm really disappointed.
I must have lied.
It's taken this long to buy in.
Yeah, but I bought it, you know, so you'll get the money off it, so you can, you know, maybe put some fluffy dice on your neck brace or something, like one of those traffic light air fresheners. You should, you know, do it. Like,
I love this neck brace. This is the biggest chick magnet I've ever had in my life. I'm not joking. I get so much sympathy. I get so much sympathy, Chris.
Well, so you should, because you did almost die.
And they stare deeply into my eyes and hold my hand and go, are you all right? And I go, no. And they go, shall I make it better? And I go, yes. And it's all good.
I don't want to know how your fans are making it better for you. I think that's something for your private journals.
Joking, man. Oh, dear.
Well, listen, have a good night and get well soon. And when you're all fit and well, come back and see us. And don't forget, listen, when you're fit and when you're well and when you have it removed, sign your neck brace, stick it on eBay, and at least make some money out of it.
That's a good idea, man. But
thank
God I'm alive, because I'd get to be on your radio show again.
And the nation is delighted at that as well.
It's good for ratings.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to do some post-mortem recordings now in case I ever really crash in.
That's lovely. What a lovely thought.
To make some money post.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, put a smile on the nation's face on a Monday morning as they're going to work.
8:22.
Daniel, talk to you later. Have a good night. Bye, mate.